A deal was reached last night among the Republican members of the Senate Finance Committee. It appears to have cleared the way for tax cut legislation that the panel is drawing up today. The agreement is to include in the bill a tax cut on stock dividends, but on a scale far smaller than what President Bush had sought. Joining me now is NPR's congressional correspondent David Weldon. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What exactly have Senate Republicans agreed to on cutting dividend taxes?
Well, they were faced with a big problem, and that is Republican leaders had earlier agreed to limit the net size of any tax cut coming before the Senate to $350 billion, and that's less than half the $726 billion tax cut package that President Bush proposed earlier this year. And the dividend tax cut that was the centerpiece of the president's package would cost the Treasury nearly $400 billion alone. So the problem was how to squeeze at least some of that dividend tax cut into the much smaller Senate package. And what GOP members of the Finance Committee finally settled on last night was to include a full tax cut for dividends, but only for the first $500 worth of dividends that a stockholder might receive in a year. All but 10% of dividends beyond that cap would be taxed for the next 5 years or so. And during the following 5 years, all but 20% would be taxed. And this would end up costing the Treasury only about a fifth as much, or about $80 billion, as the president's proposal would have.
How does it compare with the House bill approved earlier this week?
Well, it's different in the dividend tax portion. The tax cut bill that the full House will be actually taking up tomorrow simply taxes most dividends at a 15% rate compared to the 38.5% rate that the wealthiest stockholders have been paying. That's a much more expensive plan than the Senate's, but one that also falls far short of the president's goal of doing away with all dividend taxation.
Are there other ways that the Senate bill differs from the House?
Well, the biggest difference is size. The House has a bill calling for $550 billion worth of tax cuts, and of course that's $200 billion more than the most the Senate's willing to do. The package that the Senate Finance Committee is putting together today is expected to actually add up to about $430 billion, but GOP leaders say the extra $80 billion will be offset by measures such as cracking down on corporate tax shelters. There's also promise that the bill will bring about $20 billion in aid to states, and there's no assistance like that in either the House bill or the plan that the president put forward.
How much support is this bill likely to get in the full Senate?
Well, that state assistance could clinch support from some wavering Republicans and some conservative Democrats. Maine Republican Olympia Snow, who's on the Finance Committee, and there's only one more Republican on the Finance Committee than Democrats, so she's pretty key. And along with Ohio Republican George Voinovich, both have been holding out for a more modest tax cut package. And Snow said last night that she thinks that the plan is now fiscally responsible. So I think Republicans can count on their support, and that could give them the majority that they would need in the full Senate. But most Senate Democrats are unlikely to back the tax cut because they say it still is not generous enough for lower-income taxpayers. They say that spending is what's needed by consumers to get the economy going. And they also say that the top tax bracket should not be lowered in this tax cut as the plan is proposing right now. So they are unlikely to go along with this. In fact, on the Finance Committee today, it's unlikely that any of the Democrats on that committee will be voting for this.
Are the House and Senate going to be able to resolve their differences and get a tax cut bill to the president for his signature later this month, as they have promised to do?
Well, they are going to have a tremendous fight, I think, later this month to settle the differences. But the Senate has committed to $350 billion, and it's going to be a question of the House coming down to that level. If they don't, there may not be a tax cut bill.
Yeah. NPR's David Wellner.